Now, Evangelist Winston Time.
Thank you. Now, faith is assurance of things hoped for, a conviction of things not seen. Hebrews 11:1. The apostle has declared in this verse of Hebrews that faith is the very substance of our hopes. It is the very evidence of things not seen. A man of faith is a man of conviction with a firm persuasion. The assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen is the result of evidence. The evidence is the Word of God. Faith has been and continues to be the motivating power for all of God's people. To this end, the writer of Hebrews makes his appeal to the Old Testament. It is here that we perceive or understand that faith is the grand characteristic of God's people. This is proven by scriptural examples. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he had witness borne to him that he was righteous, God bearing witness in respect of his gifts, and through it he being dead yet speaketh. Hebrews 11:4. Now, Abel offered his more excellent sacrifice by faith, but faith comes by hearing the word of God. Romans 10:17. Therefore, we have reached the conclusion that there was a law, or Abel could not have offered his more excellent sacrifice by faith. Abel gave to God the best he had. The Hebrew belief of salvation by works only was absurd, but not more so than the present-day trend of belief in faith only. Faith and works are inseparable in the salvation of the soul. By faith, Noah, being warned of God concerning things not seen as yet, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, through which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. Hebrews 11:7. Noah's faith was an active force that caused him to obey God. Contempt and ridicule did not keep him from moving with godly fear. By faith, Noah prepared an ark, saved his house, condemned the world, and became heir of righteousness. Here we see perfect trust and strict obedience. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed to go out into a place which he was to receive for an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing whether he went. Hebrews 11:8. He was a sojourner in the land of promise, and he was looking for a city which hath the foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Hebrews 11:9-10. We are to profit by the experiences of great men in whom faith was the guiding influence. The examples that we have studied serve to impress us that faith apart from works is barren. James 2:20. Accordingly, Abel offered, Noah Abraham obeyed. Jesus said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned." Mark 16:16. In this statement, we see the importance of faith. Faith is indispensable in the salvation of the soul, but it must be an obedient faith. Baptism is an act of faith. Please observe that salvation from sin is conditional. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Jesus declared, "He that disbelieveth shall be condemned." Disbelief is mental rejection of a statement as untrue. The Apostle Paul declared, "So belief cometh of hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ." Romans 10:17. Hearing the word of God is not only necessary to faith, but it justifies our preaching. Jesus said, "Preach the gospel." It is then the gospel that qualifies the preacher for being heard. Faith does not come through prayer, nor by a vision, but by the word of God. Paul and Silas entered into the synagogue of the Jews, and so spake that a great multitude, both of Jews and of Greeks, believed. Faith cometh by hearing the word of God. Paul and Silas were preaching the gospel. Faith among both Jews and Greeks was the result of having heard the word of the Lord. Acts 14:1. The Apostle Peter declared, "Brethren, ye know that a good while ago God made choice among you that by my mouth the Gentiles should hear the word of the gospel and believe." Acts 15:7. The evidence is conclusive. Faith comes by hearing the word of the gospel. The power of saving is not in the mere act of believing that Christ was a good man or that he was a great teacher. We must believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Now, when Jesus came into the parts of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He saith unto them, "But who say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Matthew 16:13-16. Faith, or belief that Jesus is the Son of God, is one of the demands of the gospel. Belief in the divinity of Christ cannot be withheld without prejudice. Paul said, "The word is nigh thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart." That is the word of faith which we preach. Because if thou shalt confess with thy mouth Jesus is Lord, and shall believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans 10:8-10. It is profitable to observe that Paul said the word, that is, the word of faith, is nigh thee. The word of faith can be understood. Therefore, it demands our faith. The Hebrews believed that anything difficult or obscure was far off. things easy to understand were said to be nigh. There are degrees of faith. The centurion said, Lord, my servant lieth in the house sick of palsy, grievously tormented. Jesus said, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant shall be healed. Jesus said to them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Matthew 8:6-10. Now, in contrast to great faith, there is little faith. Jesus asked the question, Why are ye anxious concerning raiment? He then said, But if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Matthew 6:28-30. The question and its context is a strong argument for great faith as the remedy for anxiety. Those of us who are anxious for our lives have lost our sense of direction. Anxiety breeds contempt. Anxiety is sinful. It is evidence of little faith. It is said that Abraham was strong through faith, Romans 4:20. And Paul would have his readers to remember the weak in faith, Romans 14:1. James, the servant of God, said of Abraham, Thou seest that faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. James 2:22. He then declared, For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, even so faith apart from works is dead. James 2:26. So we see that faith can be strong. It can be great, and it can be perfect. Where do you stand? Are you among those who have little faith? Are you weak in faith? Or is your faith apart from works? If so, it is dead. God bless you, my friend.